I'm Dr. Kim. I'm your host, and this time we're going to talk about something a little different. I'm going to be talking about promoting health and speaking life. Something happened to me recently, and I just want to share with you what I wrote, so this way you guys can get a little, if you're not on my Facebook page or if you're not on my Instagram, then you will be able to hear this, because I think it's really something that's really, really important. It wasn't what I started out to do. I was looking at this picture that I had from convention, the Young Living Convention in June, and it was such a great day. It was a day that we had so much fun. In light of all the stuff that's gone down this year, it was a really good time for me to just let loose and be who I am. I think I had mentioned that we had closed our school, our animal naturopathy school, and a long-standing podcast. Just everything just kind of changed. In the process, I have discovered it was such a blessing. Getting to meet the students that we did and the people I did, I'm really grateful for that, for the experience, from what I learned how to better interact with people, things I needed to learn. So for all of that, I'm very, very grateful. But just going back to why I started all this in the first place was really exciting to me. Now, this is going to have something to do with dogs, and it's also going to have something to do with us, as always on this podcast, because it isn't just about our animals. In fact, our animals are often a reflection of what's going on with us. In fact, we're finding more and more, those of us who are really focused on that in natural health, how much what's going on with us will affect the health and well-being of our pets. Now, I'm focusing on dogs. I have had clients who've come to me who are either recovering from cancer or other illnesses, and oddly enough, or is it, that their pets, their dogs in particular, are going through the same thing, are having the same challenges. And I saw that correlation more and more and more. I can use an example for myself, and I have no proof. This is just anecdotal observation, but my own dog Shadrach, who ended up with diabetes, and I know the physical reasons why, and I've talked about and discussed and shared in the past. This information is in, some of it will be in the upcoming membership that I will have and offer to you guys when it's ready to open. And I don't have it, but several of my family members do, including my mother. So it was something that was on my mind. It was something that I was thinking about. I was always looking at ways to try to help her in a natural fashion. She opted not to go that way and still hasn't. So there have been ramifications from that. At one point, when I finally decided not to focus there, then it wasn't something that was in the front of my mind. But I keep wondering and thinking back, did that also contribute to what ended up happening with my Neo Mastiff Shadrach, who is the reason why I do everything I do? But let me just share with you what happened recently, so that my whole focus for this today is for us to learn to speak life over ourselves and over our pets. I'm going to share what I've been doing with my dogs as well. I've had several people who just tear up when I tell them. Of course, they're women. Guys aren't going to be able to tear up because it's not macho. But they have teared up and thought, hey, I'm going to do that too. And I even have this friend of mine, longlivingpets.com, and he's doing a long-going observational study on raw feeding of dogs. And he says he's going to do the same thing with his own dogs. And he is such a dog guy, like I'm a dog gal, that I know he's probably doing that because he's real into the whole how what we think about, we bring about, the positive attitudes of our minds. And in scripture, it says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And it's interesting that it says in our heart. That's really interesting with all of the information coming out about the heart, how much that information really is. It's like another brain, you know, it's like another being really there, the heart. Heart math is something you can look up and find out more about that. But let me just share what I wrote this week, and maybe this will strike you, but I had so much feedback from so many women in particular. A couple of men clicked like. They didn't say anything, but I'm not surprised by that. It's just, you know, guys kind of react to things differently, but the women did. But I posted it to Facebook first, then I just kind of elaborated a tiny bit in the blog post. But I was in this photo, I'm leaning back and I'm laughing, and I, on Facebook, I share the live video, those live photos that kind of look like little mini videos that you can get from an Apple phone, and I'm laughing. Just, it was a true heartfelt laugh. We were having such a good day. Like I said, all the stuff that had been going on the previous months, I was crying a lot. I was frustrated. I was angry. All that stuff was going on. It wasn't earth-shattering to anybody else, but to me, it was pretty life-changing. So I got into this whole thing about speaking life. Toby Mac, one of the Christian artists, actually uses that hashtag, speak life. It is very scriptural to do this. Just hang on. This is going to be a longer show than what I've done on the previous three, just because this is more me. All right, just relax and do what you got to do to sit back and listen. Or if you're commuting, that's even better. I'm really bearing my soul in this one only because I just really, I know that I needed to, and it's uncomfortable for me. I am transparent in a lot of things when it comes to my dogs, but not always about myself. It's not that I don't want to be, it's just that I don't share it. So I'm sharing. Here is kind of the overview. Back in February, our dog King, he's an American bully, he re-injured his CCL, which is the cruciate. It's the equivalent of a tear happening in a human, or the ACL. So I knew what that entailed. I'm a former vet tech, so I knew what that entailed surgery-wise. He had injured it initially in 2015, and I just totally went natural. We had some acupuncture done, and we used one of those cold lasers on him on a daily basis, and we were already doing that again, and it was just really hard to see him not being able to be mobile, because he's one of these guys that he wants to zoom everywhere. He wants to go fast, and it's the nature of his breed, too. It's just, they're just very energetic, happy little dogs, and he always has been, just wanting to move and go everywhere, and he was real depressed. It was obvious in his demeanor and his attitude. He was fortunately sleeping, so I didn't have to crate him. He was sleeping and doing that all on his own. And then I use the Young Living Essential Oils to support my dogs and myself and my husband. So I was using those two. And still, I just felt like, with this being a re-injury, do we have to consider the surgery? And I remember how the vets all said, and they always do, even the holistic ones, well, you're going to have surgery done on both knees, and it's going to cost $4,000 and blah, blah, blah. So I started doing what I always do, and that's researching. And I discovered a place called Posh Dog, and they make custom braces, and they don't do it the way everybody else does it because they had a bad experience with their own dog and how everything had to be done and gone through a veterinarian and all this stuff. They found a way to make it so that the pet owner was empowered. And then I'm all for that. I was real happy to read that their viewpoints on natural health, because that's what they're all about, that dogs need to be raw fed. They're just down with the whole natural health approach. So anyway, the route we took with him, we had a custom brace made, and because of how most American bullies are bred, their structure is such that, same with bulldogs or even basset hounds and dachshunds, that they can't do a custom brace for them. They often have to have the surgery done, or prolotherapy, or other kinds of natural therapies repeatedly done until they're better. So a lot of people just go for the surgery because they think that's going to be better, and often what happens then, because they have to be constrained and in crates and no exercise, then the other knee gets atrophied, and then it gets injured in the process, and it's just a back and forth kind of process. Knowing all this, I thought, I've got to find a better way so that the knee that wasn't injured would remain healthy and the other one supported. And we found this brace, so this ACL brace for him in late February. And then, like I said, I wasn't going for the surgery. I just was like, I knew that would be a nightmare. We've got to find a remedy. I was looking for everything and doing everything, even kinesiology. I took a class in canine kinesiology, taping like they do with horses and people a lot. So now they're doing it with dogs. I took that class. King, without wearing one of those collars, he was going to keep peeling that tape off. So that was another thing. So there was that issue. Anyway, I was looking, I was searching. And then right after that, we needed a new dryer. And people think, so what? That's not a big deal. Well, for some of us, it is. Some people, you know, it's more of a struggle. It wasn't earth-shattering, and it was constant. That happened, and then the new dryer, and then we closed the school, and it just felt like everything was just snowballing for me. And then all that cash outlay, and then closing the school to the public so that we were not taking in any income, and have not since, even though we're still staying open to our current students all the way until May of 2019, to have given them over a year to complete the coursework that typically could be, when people really focus, in 6 months can be done, but we gave them an extra 6 to get done with it, especially since so many people thought we were going to be open indefinitely, as did we. But some things don't work out that way. So that's the part that really was hard for me, was getting to when the school closed. And it wasn't because we didn't have students and we didn't have graduates, and that there's still people. Every week we're still getting people. Since then, 4 months later, we're still getting people. Oh no, your school's closed. Why? How come? We really wanted to take your coursework. Still happening, because we were the only ones who were teaching the true traditional naturopathy, and the only ones teaching animal naturopathy in this country in that true sense. There are a couple other schools, but they're doing some things that don't follow what will support the carnivore in particular. They do, and not with the herbivore either. So we focused on the herbivore and the carnivore because omnivores are kind of a no-brainer for most people. So, and people just aren't. They think everything's an omnivore. So anyway, because we are, and they think that all animals have to be just like us. class, and that's not true. So we're going to get to the speaking life part shortly, but let me just kind of show you where my own culpability and fallibility and imperfection is. That really was the hardest thing for me. That broke me down. And it was, we've had awesome grad students and awesome graduates, and there have been difficult people along the way, but that's really how life is. And we've really had some pretty amazing people, and we're still going to have more graduating over the next several months and into the new year. We're going to have a number more graduates. So I'm excited about that. I am stepping away from that, focusing more on the pet owner and community. So here's something else that happened. I'm going to jump back to 2012 when our Great Dane Meshach, he died because we had him put down at age 15 months because of ongoing grand mal seizures in 2012 that started at age 8 months and went till we put him down at 15 months. They just were escalating and getting worse and worse. I had done everything natural I knew to do at the time. I've since learned so much more in the hopes that I could help somebody else if they came to the same point so that their dog could have quality of life. And he was always raw fed. He was naturally reared. But in the membership classes that I have, we do talk about epigenetics in there. And that is something that is basically inherited damage that's passed on. Either inherited good stuff, inherited damage, and they're finding out even memories are even passed on. I think leads people to believe they've had past lives and things. You already know my faith, so I'm not one of the people that falls into that camp. I'm beginning to believe that all of this stuff with epigenetics and quantum physics is really what we've been missing, and that is going to bring answers to people that we didn't have before. So we had Meshach put down, and I was brokenhearted because he was naturally reared the whole way. And people would say, well, the natural rearing doesn't work. Well, if he'd gone conventional, he wouldn't have even lived that long. Probably wouldn't have made it past the 8-9 weeks era of his life. I'm grateful for the time he did have because he touched so many lives, and he was like our neighborhood ambassador. Here was what was hard for me, and this is where ego comes in. It really was evident to me after all this went down that I really wanted to quit everything at that point because I couldn't even save my own dog. So how did I expect I was going to help others with theirs? We closed the school, not because of students or lack thereof, none of that, not because the coursework wasn't great. It was us. We could not and would not reconcile our own differences, just like some marriages and relationships don't. Same thing. Could not, would not. And while we are very much, my colleague and I, were very much on the same page with health and wellness, we weren't on running a business at all, still aren't. Definitely other things came to light that made me realize this was a good decision, even though at the time I was beating myself up. And I'm getting to the whole reason why for this. So the photo I'm sharing is when me just completely cutting loose and in sheer utter abandonment, laughter. I want to just say, well, what does that photo or this photo have to do with anything? What does any of this have to do with anything? Okay, well, let me just kind of go on this little tiny detour and then I'll get to that. I keep saying that. Recently, I took Sarah Harnish's, she's the author of Game Plan. That's her awesome book, and she's a young living diamond, and the way she did it and how fast she did it was amazing. Her story is like 1,000 times harder than mine, and she didn't let anything get her down. And she said during this, and it's really when I got that, you know, facepalm, she said that her identity isn't and can't be in her business and her rank and what she does and what she writes. Her identity is and must be in Jesus. Yep. And so I knew then what had been happening with me. Now, I've read the Bible daily for 27 years, the length of time I've been a Christian, a follower of Christ, a born again. And I've read books on, recently, a couple of books on my identity in Christ. I've listened to pastors who I believe have totally mastered identity, and that Dan Moeller and Todd White can go and either Google them or look them up on YouTube. I've got a page on my website called Health and Wellness is a Piece of Heaven on Earth. I've got lots of resources on that there and links to their websites as well as their YouTube classes. And I've taken the School of Kingdom Living classes 3 times all the way through. So that means that I have listened to these guys a lot, like a lot, since 2016 after my own sister took her life is when I went on this whole quest and when everything started to upheave and change for me, like a lot over this time, daily. In fact, hours upon hours, I've listened to them. I've prayed, I've cried, I've wrestled with God and all of this. And but the fact remains, I was finding my identity in what I do and then feeling like a failure because I couldn't save my own dog Meshach or help my dog King sooner or grow and keep our school going, as if all of that defined me. Of staying a silver in Young Living rather than at the very least being a platinum by now because I've been in it so long. But I am a silver leader. It's thanks to my team. You know, I mean, and just all those things, I was finding my identity in those things rather than in the Lord. And I knew that God was growing me and teaching me all along this way. I just simply wasn't receiving it or living as though I knew any of this. But he kept saying to me, whispering to me in his loving, kind, gentle way, saying, he is my identity. He loves me. He is the prize. He is the goal. And I kept thinking, I had to achieve and do and be something else in order to be approved by him or by you or by my family or by my friends. In other words, needing man's approval, but also needing to prove to God, you know, so that I would have his approval. I needed this by my clients, students, all of it. So that photo for me represents, it's me learning to let it all go and not allow my failures or seeming failures to define me anymore. And it was at the Young Living Convention that we were having. That was one of like my best days this entire year. It was such an amazing day, hanging with my friends, Bree and Wendy. I was at the Itovi booth getting a button pin from my friend Charlene, and the guy was just making me laugh. And of course, my friends were making me laugh when they were taking pictures with me and him. And, you know, it was just one of those days that it went on all day. It was just great. And we even had gone to lunch prior to that photo being taken and had a 3-hour lunch with my friend Thomas, whom I mentioned earlier in this podcast, in a really beautiful mountain setting, sitting outside. It was so nice. And then that same night, we went with some more friends and some of my team members in Young Living that I hadn't even met yet. I'd reached out to them. And so we all met for dinner and some Crossline friends in another mountain setting at Ruth's Diner. If you're ever in Salt Lake City, go to Ruth's Diner up in the mountains there. It's an amazing place. So we just were laughing. And that's one of my things. You know, I really love that. And I like to share that I'm consider myself like the Patch Adams of animal naturopathy. I just enjoyed. I was being able to just be the weird, silly animal girl me. I wasn't defined by my title, a rank, an income, none of that. Just simply being the me God made me to be all along. And since then, I struggled. It's just been a progression. It's really been awesome. So that the reason I'm sharing all this with you today, and I want to segue into how this can help your dog, is that it's really to encourage you. If any of you are feeling less than, playing the comparison game, thinking what you do is what defines you, thinking about the coulda, woulda, shoulda lie, rather than just being who you are, amazing, fearfully, wonderfully created, excellent you, and finding your identity in the only one who will grow you into the real you, and he'll love you all through the process, and that's Jesus. Not striving, just being who you already are, and speaking life over yourselves and your dogs. So I'll show you how I speak life over my dogs in a minute, but I just want you to know that if you think that everything's really PG perfect with us now, no, I mean, we're still, things are, it's life. We need a new air conditioner, we need a new hot water heater, and the house isn't that old, so it's just one of those things that happens in life, and we have to be prepared for that. But I trust, you know, because God makes provision, and I'm just learning to lean into him and not into my own understanding, but in all my ways acknowledging him, knowing he's directing my path. So I have new things coming, as I've mentioned to you multiple times, and I'll continue to share as that evolves so that you can participate and be a part of that. I would love to have you as part of the community. And I really just want to encourage everybody to be just who you are and know that that is enough, that you're enough, that you are worthy, that you are special just the way you are, just the way he made you, because he loves you. Now, this is what I'm doing with my dogs. Besides speaking life over myself and thanking him for who he's made me and thanking him for dying on the cross for me, for thanking him for giving me life and more abundantly, that his joy is my strength, that I can do all things through him. Just speaking those things and knowing that his favor is toward me. Well, with my dogs, I thought, why not? Why not do the same thing over them? So I'll tell them, knowing their personalities and knowing who they are, I speak that truth over them. You know, I have so many people come to me and say, well, I have a diabetic dog. He's my diabetic dog, or he's my Cushing's dog, or he's my cancer dog, or he's this dog. And I'm like, yeah, you're speaking death over him. You're focused on death and disease and dying. What if we change that and you look at the attributes of that animal and speak life into that? And it's interesting because I'm reading a book right now by David Herzog. He's written a lot of books, but he wrote this book called Glory Invasion, Walking Under an Open Heaven. And he does talk about quantum physics in there. Has so much in there. And it was like, oh my gosh, anybody who's into physics would go, now that makes sense. They may not believe it just because people don't want to. So let me back up and say what I do with my dogs. I speak this life over them because they've had challenges. I've always gotten dogs that have issues when they come to me. And I don't think that's by accident. It's the only way I would learn and grow and be able to help others with theirs. I really would love to just have a totally healthy dog. I'm not sure what that dog would teach me other than that God's laws of health work. Yeah, I teach that a lot in the classes that you'll see coming available soon. I just tell them, you know, you're my loyal, beautiful girl. You're so smart. You're so amazing. You're so strong. You're a runner. You're my running wife. You're my beauty queen. And I just speak those things. Look at how smart you are. Look at you. You're so healthy. You're so amazing. Look at you. You figure out everything. You keep me on task in my routine. And I just speak those things over them every day, every night before they go to bed. I encourage them when they're doing good. It's interesting to see their response. My female, when I'm praying over her and talking and speaking this life over her, will wrap her paws around my hand. And she loves me and sometimes will lick me. And it's real precious. It's our one-on-one, eye-to-eye time, which is harder for dogs. And my male, he acts goofy, but he expects that they know when I'm coming to pray over them, get next to them, and whisper those truths to them, that they can live a healthy and well life. And that changes my attitude and focus about anything that could be off with them. Then it's not based in fear. I'm trusting God. So that's really all I had for this time, and I hope it encourages you and sets you on a different path with your own dogs. And like I say, there's so much more to learn in depth in the classes that will be coming in the membership. And it won't just be something where you're hanging out there alone, doing it by yourself, as has happened in the past. We've had groups and things, but it's going to be an interactive network as well, so that you can interact with others of like mind. And I invite you to begin considering it now. The cost won't be expensive. It's going to be, right now, my goal is $29 a month, and it's month to month, so there's no long-term commitments or anything like that. You can learn what you want and then leave, up to you, but I think people will want to stay for the community more than anything. That's where the live stuff is going to happen. So until next time, I just want you guys to keep this in mind, as always, and know it's the doggone truth that makes you free, yo.